From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More CEOs are heading for the exits. 219 U.S. CEOs stepped down in January, up 37% from the month before, up 40% from January of last year. This is according to outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Why so much executive turnover? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
When a CEO vacates the top slot, voluntarily or with a push, it's often an outsider who replaces them, says Andy Challenger at Challenger Gray and Christmas.
There's a lot of new technologies and new competitors, and companies are having to retrench, change strategies, and bring in outside talent to help them combat those technologies.
Turnover's highest in nonprofits and government, where leaders face a volatile election year that could impact their funding and programs. And in every industry, CEOs face unexpected threats like
coronavirus.
Joe Galvin at executive advisory firm Vistage says CEOs he works with spent the last 2 years navigating the U.S.-China trade war, and now this.
In one case, their factories will be closed until mid-March. That's an emerging flashpoint.
Galvin says CEOs face more mundane challenges, too. How to hire talent when unemployment's so low, and how to increase sales when economic growth is so slow. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.